Subject, how do I tell the real men from the fakes? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a single mother of two wonderful boys. I've been divorced from their father for 11 years. Since then, I've been in and out of a lot of bad relationships. My problem now is that we moved into my sister and brother-in-law's home a year ago, and they are very successful self-made millionaires. Through trial and error, I've found that men I've dated only see the money. They come to my home to pick me up for a date, and it's like they see money. It's my sister's money, not mine. I'm just blessed to have such a giving and loving family. I'm at a dead-end road when it comes to trying to weed out the real men from the fake. Trust me, I've been fooled recently by a man that told me we were going to be together, and he was a cheater. So what am I to do, Steve? I turned 38 this month, and I'm thinking about starting my cat collection. LOL. Please help me understand what to say or what to look for in a keeper. Much love and respect for you and yours. Okay, the cat reference. Okay, in a real man, I mean, I think you've heard them say this, especially Steve, a lot on this show. Their words and actions have to line up. They have to do what they say they're going to do. They should treat you in a certain way. They should respect you. They should love you, take care of you. All of that comes from a real man. Protect you, provide, you know, all those things that Steve mentions in his book, actually. But what I'm most concerned about is you, and that is you still living in your sister's home. I'm just wondering, why aren't you trying to get your own place for you and your boys? You never mentioned that in your letter. I want to know what you have going on for yourself. And if you can get your own place, you know, that way your so-called dates could see you clearly and not your sister's big house and all the money attached to it that they think might be happening when they pull up to get you. Also, where are you meeting these particular guys? And I think that there's something that you're not learning after you break up with these bad guys, because you said you've been in and out of a lot of bad relationships, but you keep repeating the same behavior, obviously, since you've been in these relationships. So I think that maybe, you know, for a moment, stop getting into relationships. Learn from your past mistakes so you won't continue to do that, and maybe you'll attract a real guy who cares about you. Steve, get your own place if you can. Yeah.
Buy my book, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. Mm-hmm. Buy it, read it thoroughly, and sit down somewhere. This woman's single, been divorced 11 years, been in a lot of bad relationship. She'd moved into her sister and her brother-in-law's home a year ago, and they're very successful self-made millionaires. Through trial and error, I found that the men I've dated only see the money. Well, lady, they can't see the money until they come to the house. Unless, during the process, you tell them that there is some money around you. It's only two ways. They got to hear about it or they got to see it. That's the only way they talking about money with you. Well, they come to the house, which ain't your house, which is your sister and brother-in-law's house. See, look, move out of your sister and brother-in-law's house. Let's start there. Because when a man comes over to the house, you got to get yourself together. See, if you ain't got yourself together, but you want somebody to treat you like you got it together while they pull up in front of the house and realize you ain't got it together at all. So now why should they treat you like you got it together when you have done nothing that shows you got it together? You can't even hold your own. Now, if you don't think men assess women like that, you are sadly mistaken. So now, here you done moved into your sister's house, in a nice house. Thank God for them. But it's your sister's money, not mine. You just said that. Now, I'm at a dead-end road when it comes to trying to weed out the real men from the fake. Trust me. I've been fooled recently by a man that told me we were going to be together, and he was a cheater. There wasn't nothing about him that told you different. Because I bet it was. Because your intuition goes off all the time. It's just that you have ignored yours because you want a man so bad. So what do I do, Steve? I turned 38 this month. Please help me understand what to say or to look for in a keeper. Buy my book, like I said, and go sit down. Pull yourself together. Move out your brother-in-law and your sister's house. Stand on your own. See, a man respects a woman that's up trying to get it for herself, looking like she got her grind on. But if you laying up under your sister, then they look at you as just a layup under chick. So now guess what? Since you laying up under your sister, why don't you come on over here and lay up under me? And then you go on back home to your sister's house. Because obviously you trying to get it as easy as you can. So that's how the men giving it to you. As easy as they can. Ain't nobody willing to work for you because they don't think you willing to work for yourself. You see how this works? See, you can train a man how to teach you. I mean, you can train a man how to treat you. We are trained to treat you a certain way. Now, how are you training men to treat you? Are you letting them walk all over you? Then we're going to walk all over you. Are you letting us sleep with you when we want to and come over when we want to? Then guess what? You training us to treat you that way. Guess what? We're going to come tap it and go back home.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.